In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode of Conspiracy Unlimited, a woman does battle with an ominous and evil interdimensional being known as the Hat Man.
These experiences were not shadowy masses. They were not something that was observing or just merely choking a person like shadow people do. This guy, the Hat Man, was getting up close and personal, speaking, threatening, getting quite physical, and yes, sometimes he would sit in the shadows, but you could make out his clothing and what he was wearing and step out from those shadows and give you a scare down to the soul of you.
This podcast is brought to you by International Star. Choosing a gift for someone special can be a daunting task. Whether it's a birthday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, an anniversary, or any other big day, you want a gift that's unique and perfect for that person who already has everything. International Star Registry can help. They've been providing unique gift ideas for over 25 years. International Star Registry lets you name an actual star in the sky after your special someone. Could you think of a more special gift? Name a star after someone you care about, and they'll remember it forever and never forget your thoughtfulness. The address is getarealstar.com. Getarealstar.com and give someone the gift of a real star in the sky. That address again, getarealstar.com.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard Serrett.
Just a quick programming note, Dr. Carol Osborne a doctor of veterinary medicine, was scheduled to be on this episode talking about the paranormal power of pets. She's feeling under the weather, but once she's fully recovered, she will join us, rest assured. Wow, what a winter we're having. I don't remember shoveling the driveway so many times in a single season. I actually enjoy it, especially when my twin boys do it and I lean on my shovel and supervise, which is most of the time. But I'm with them in spirit. They do love the snow, and they were especially delighted about 2 weeks ago when Wyreton Willie, the groundhog, saw his shadow, meaning 6 more weeks of winter. Hard to believe in this day and age we're still reliant upon a buck-toothed ground squirrel that's afraid of his own shadow to predict the weather. Now, it's one thing to be afraid of your own shadow. What about living in fear of shadows that suddenly appear inside your home and you're the only person in the house? Some people catch a fleeting glimpse of these shadowy figures out of the corner of one eye, and others report awaking from a deep sleep after feeling a strange and ominous presence in the room, only to find a shadow person at the foot of the bed staring at them intently. There's a growing interest in the phenomenon of shadow people. What are they? Ghosts? Interdimensional beings? Time travelers? Something else? Heidi Hollis is a truth seeker of the unknown, a foremost expert on shadow people and the Hat Man phenomena. She actually gave them both their descriptive names in her book, The Secret War, a true story about a real alien war and shadow people, and her newest book, The Hat Man, the true story of evil encounters. She's also authored and drawn a new graphic novel series, The Fickle Finders, which spans topics from aliens to angels. Her paranormal comic strip, The Outlanders, is gaining in popularity and spans as many topics as paranormally possible. She has spoken across the country and has been featured on a variety of notable radio and television programs worldwide. Heidi Hollis, welcome to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you?
Good. It's great to be on here.
And you're in snowy Chicago and I'm in snowy Toronto.
Yes, exactly. 18 inches, snowy.
18 inches. Wow, you got us beat.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
Many people may not be, well, regular followers of Coast to Coast in your work are very familiar with the facts. Others may not be, who are new to this podcast. You're really the one who coined the term shadow people and also gave one particular nasty member of that, whatever you want to call these entities, but you gave him the name of the Hat Man. That's
yeah.
You. You did that. You started that. Tell me about that, how that came to you.
Well, you know, it came out of desperation, honestly, because I was dealing with something I could not relate to. I was raised in a haunted house. I know what ghosts looked like, felt like, and I'd even seen UFOs and seen an odd creature or two, and I'm like, this defies all logic. You know, what is this? There were no books. There was just nothing. And I honestly, you know, I had belonged to a UFO discussion group. People, but everybody in that group, they belonged to it because they had had alien abductions. I only went to that group because I'd seen UFOs. So I'm like, hey, I got in the club and I just found it fascinating to be there. And whenever I was trying to describe to this group of people what was invading my home, I just got tired of, you know, describing, you know, this big shadowy thing, da 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 da. So I just started calling them shadow people. It's like, you know, the shadow people guys I always tell you guys about, and they're like, okay, yeah. So I didn't have to go through the description. So shadow people fit the description of what it was I was dealing with. And it just kind of catapulted from that moment. And honestly, I wasn't the target of shadow beings the first time that I saw them, though. I spotted them following one of my friends, and apparently it got angry and came at me.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty disturbing.
And then, now, when was it? Was it when you were writing The Secret War, which a true story about a real alien war and shadow people, or was it when you were writing The Hat Man, the true story of evil encounters, that when you started researching it, then things started happening to your friends?
You know what? It just seemed to be almost an ongoing phenomenon where I was having things going on And it was like a contagion element to it. And then my friends would have things, and then my family and anybody associated with work, coworkers, you know, so I'd had the experiences before I wrote the books, and during and after. And
but did luckily, it intensify when you were writing the book?
Oh, gosh, yes. Especially when I touched on the topic of the Hat Man. Almost immediately when I put out the image of the Hat Man on my website. Okay, just to back it up, I had a UFO site, and I got all these emails about, you know, UFOs, aliens, and whatnot. And then it became I put up the shadow people, and it became all shadow people emails. I put up the image of the Hat Man, and to this day, I don't know, 95% of my emails are all Hat Man. It just became this influx of such negativity and things that were going on. And whenever I tried to look into the topic further, I would literally get calls from friends and family saying, whatever you're looking into, would you please quit? Because I can't sleep at night, and something's coming in my room at night. And they just wouldn't go into detail. So I would back off. And the trend that I saw when it came to what I originally called the Hat Man shadow, and now I just call the Hat Man, the trend that I saw horrified me. Because people, these experiences were not shadowy masses. They were not something that was observing or just merely choking a person like shadow people do. This guy, the Hat Man, was getting up close and personal, speaking, threatening, getting quite physical. And yes, sometimes he would sit in the shadows, but you could make out his clothing and what he was wearing, and step out from those shadows and give you a scare down to the soul of you. So, yeah, crazy.
So are we talking about the same type of entity? Is he perhaps the leader of the shadow people? Or is there do you make a differentiation between shadow people and the Hat Man?
I do now. In the beginning, I did not, because I personally had not seen the Hat Man when I wrote the Secret War book. My college roommate witnessed him, and from her description and the way he stood in the shadows and then stepped forward, I just assumed this is another form shadow people can take. So I put him in that category. But, you know, as I was saying, as things manifested and these emails came in and changed, I was like, hold on, this is no shadow being. And the way that he would direct shadow beings, direct the old hag, direct the grim reaper looking creature, and also kind of be in charge, take charge of what was going on, and being in the presence of so-called alien beings.
Yeah. Hence the subtitle of The Secret War, a true story about a real alien war and shadow people. So then what is, do you think, or what have you arrived at, what is your conclusion, the relationship between shadow people and what we call aliens?
Well, you know, I wish it was something I concluded, but I don't take the credit for it. And, you know, now I see the evidence of it. But at the time, I was just as dumbfounded as the next person experiencing some crazy stuff, being terrified. I got answers by way of another being that made itself known to myself and my college roommate. And, you know, at times we would have these just crazy experiences, just, you know, not able to sleep and black masses going through the apartment and just not knowing what to do and, you know, trying to get some sleep. And then a ball of light would come in from outside sometimes or through the wall and attack the shadowy thing, and it would go away. And we're just like, what are we witnessing here? You know, what is going on? It was really overwhelming. And I was just trying to get through school and not wanting to deal with this stuff. And then to have this other being come through, and not through me, but through my college roommate, who was Pentecostal, extremely strict religious person, who did not cut her hair, wore the big skirts, you know, very, very conservative in that matter and would not discuss what it was that she was witnessing, though she would scream constantly, right? And I was attending the UFO group, and she just thought these people are blasphemous and, you know, all going to hell type of talk. And she would only talk about these things unless she was making fun of me and the group that I went to. So now, mind you, during this time, and she's seeing these things right alongside of me, watching what's going on. But she felt if she doesn't talk about it, you know, God will protect her type of thing and nothing will come to her. Well, she called me in a panic one day, what sounded like a panic to me, describing something having jumped on the hood of her car and shoved its head through her windshield without breaking it. And she described a sparkly, like gel-like being, like something I've never heard of before. And I'm like, what? You know, what are you talking about type of thing? And you know, it was just a jumbled mess of, oh my God, it's here. And she was in class. She was trying to concentrate and this thing was there. Nobody could see it. And she ran out of the classroom and I'm like, whoa, you know? So, you know, jump forward later in that day, we went to go talk. And I mean, we were both exhausted. We're so tired of these crazy things going on. And we go to the lakefront in Milwaukee is where I grew up. And we're sitting there talking. I'm like, so what do you mean this sparkly thing? You know, finally my closest friend, you know, is getting hip to this odd stuff. But I could not relate to what she was talking about. And as we're talking in the car briefly, she says, I need to meditate. And I'm like, huh? You know, literally mid-sentence, I'm like, I didn't know she meditated first off. And I'm like, should I get out of the car? You know, what, you know, and I just thought she needed to chill out. And she just closed her eyes for a second, popped back and said to me, and she had a thick Spanish accent and reduced accent and says to me, I've been waiting to speak to you for a very long time.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm a college student. I'm sitting there going, what? You know, what is this? You know, what's going on here? And I'm like, you know, having been part of that UFO alien group, I had seen people get hypnotically regressed and who would try to recall having their contact or abduction experience and have the being speak through them type of thing. And I'm like, I've seen that. I've seen it happen. And I'm like, okay, Heidi, this is really happening. You know, what on earth? So I'm just like, I'm going to play along, you know, but I was skeptical, of course, but I'm still like, you know, this is my Pentecostal, you know, faith crazed person that lives with me. And so she goes to start talking and in this strange voice. And I'm like, well, who's speaking? You know, who is this? And says, well, I'm what you would consider an alien being. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, and where are you now? It's like, I'm in a ship. And I'm like, so where's your ship? Can you show it to me? It's like, oh, I can't do that because your government knows how to shoot us down now. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, that's convenient. And I'm like, and then he said, but you know what? I'm close enough to project myself. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, feel free type of thing. I'm like still kind of skeptical and listening. And I am not kidding you. This hum filled the car. And between us in the seats, this like kind of fleshy colored, tiny, like humanoid thing, but fuzzy, very out of focus, formed between the two of us in the car. And I'm about ready to jump out of my skin. And, you know, it wasn't giving me like feelings of horror or anything, but I wanted to just kind of give it room. I'm like, okay, I see something. And, you know, then it just kind of faded away. And this being continued talking very briefly and just said, you know, kind of just letting us know this was the beginning of communication of some sort. My friend comes forward and I'm like, what was that? You know, she just starts tearing up and she is just like, I don't know what this is. And, you know, and just a flood of emotions. And essentially she wanted to talk to everybody at the UFO group and say, you know, what's happening? What is this? You know, she said when she prays, she kind of meditates, and something was waiting there for her, and she saw what it was, and she described kind of what I'd seen in the car.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator?
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you. Now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Lincoln County 911.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
It's funny, her as a religious person, that her first inclination, you would think, would be this is a demonic possession. But she didn't go there, correct?
She did not, yeah. And I was surprised at that, too, because she had met a couple of my friends who had something similar happen to them that belonged to that group. And she said they were just nuts, and it was called schizophrenia or bipolar and dual personality. I mean, she totally ripped them up. And yeah, but she did not go there for herself. And I'm like, you know, I didn't want to control whatever it was that she was experiencing and just let her go with it. But we talked, of course, and I'm just like, so, you know, this was different because she wasn't seeking anything, you know, and to have this being talked. But so she starts reading all these UFO books that I had and trying to talk to everybody from my group and calling them up that night, just really trying to learn as much as she could. And so I'm like, well, let's see if we could contact this person again, you know, this being again. And so we do. And we tried this several occasions. And I am not kidding you. It's like, you know, you feel like, wow, you know, do we have the keys to the universe? We could find out anything we want. Only to be met with blocked responses. And it was really dismaying. It was like, okay, you know, so where are you from? You know, you want to ask all these little kid-like questions. And they're like, it would not benefit you to know that. That was a response all the time. It's like, okay, I don't get this. You know, who is this? Why is this being in touch? And now I'll tell you, things switch. Now this, I don't know, this took so many attempts to get any response from this being. And then I decided to relate a dream that I had. And I described, I had this really real dream of, I saw the moon and it was coming at the earth, and it seemed to pop the earth's protective bubble, and just the strong winds and houses whipping down the street. And I said, so what's the meaning of this dream? And he actually answered. And he said, that was one of the scenarios that could happen to your planet. The shadows did that. And I'm like, what? And I just was like, you know, the questions and the conversation went to, I said, the shadows. I said, you know, what do you mean? It's like, we call them shadows. You call them shadow people. And that just blew my lid. Like, You know, I felt so invaded by these things that I could not understand what they were doing there. And he went on to tell me how this is not the first planet they have done this to. And talked about the connecting factors of different beings being the shadow beings. And I mean, it was such a, like, oh my goodness, you know, to talk about a black shadowy mass and then to say it's related to something alien, you know, what a conversation for me to tackle in putting together. I put that book together when I was still in college in 97.
And, so, and this is before you had any dealings with shadow people or had
oh,
you?
Oh, no. Oh, I had been. Oh, I'd had dealings.
You had.
I was.
Okay.
I was being bombarded with shadow beings left and right.
So,
and,
this war then, am I to understand that it's the extraterrestrials versus the interdimensionals?
You could say that, actually, but it's more of different factions of. Almost like a different belief system, I guess you could say. Those who believe if an environment is to thrive, you leave it alone. But these more negative beings, I guess you could say, they're more intrusive and they want to mess with our DNA. They want to alter things and dab in things. And I guess there's like this almost like code of, you know, don't interfere, but rules are being broken, and there's like a whole fleet of different beings that are trying to halt that. But the thing is, this being that was speaking through my friend, it wasn't like they were going to come in and try to rescue people or anything like that. It was more of empowering people to realize that they're being invaded right now, that there is a secret war going on right now, and it's happening in the privacy of our homes. And one-on-one, we are being attacked, whether by alien beings or these, what we would call a demonic being, like a shadow people or a shadow being. And it was one and all the same thing. It's like titles didn't matter to them. It was their intention. It was the negativity. It was the interference. And, you know, it was such a strange thing to be receiving from a being that appeared in the car, you know, to schooling me on such things. And any time I attempted to write down or to record what was being said, he would stop. And I'm like, well, I don't get it, you know, and was essentially letting me know, once your book is complete, it'll turn out nicely, and that will be the marker to start understanding this. And I'm like, a book? I'm in school. I could care less about writing anything, you know. And I was just, it was just so strange. It was like a almost like a mission of sorts. But for myself, it was so much. And he had told me that this is going to invade people's lives all over the world, and that it was something that needed to be done. And people were being tricked that there was where you had to give permission for these beings to have interaction with you. And it's like, but who would do such a thing? Who'd want such a negative creature in your life? What are you speaking of? People are allowing like the aliens and stuff to do things to people. And they said they cheat. And they gave me the scenario of, say you're having a dream, your sister's knocking on your door, and you go to get the door and you're looking and it looks like your sister, but something tells you something's not right. But you open the door anyway. You go against your better judgment, and it was a shadow being. You let them in. So, but it was a dream.
Right. It doesn't seem to matter, though. If they invade your dreams, they're in. Is that the idea?
Exactly. A permission has been given, and it needs to be reversed. And, another fascinating element about this conversation I was having with this entity that there was a couple of them, though. But it was, oh, my goodness, it's just so much. But for this being to tell me, out of nowhere, and I was somebody, again, I lived in a haunted house, I'd seen UFOs, I'd experienced some odd things, and I was raised Christian, and But I'd kind of stepped away from my faith because I'm like, wow, this stuff is more real than that stuff. You know, Jesus did his thing and you know, it's history. It's done. And I was a big skeptic of people who claim to see Jesus in their bowl of soup and all this madness. And so I really didn't understand that way of thinking. And this being popped up out of nowhere and tells me, you don't pray anymore. You stopped. I'm like, what? You know, what does that matter? It's like, it matters. And there is a God, and there is such a being as Jesus. And they told me to use that name to repel these beings when they come.
Like the Jesus prayer.
Like just the name of
just
Jesus.
The name. Just invoking
the name. The name. And I think I was one of the first that went out, was really, you know, telling people, you know, when aliens even are near, you know, saying Jesus' name to go, and it's been working, you know. It was such a, you know, I had changed so much in my understanding of the world and thinking what I feel is real. And, you know, it was quite a challenge in the beginning trying to put word out there of, you know, a being talking through my college roommate and to have the experiences that we did. But, you know, all you can do is try to bare your soul and be as honest as possible and hope that something sticks, because I never would have thought this would be, you know, one of the legacies of my life, talking about demons from the outer space, for crying out loud.
Well, to me, this sounds like nothing less than spiritual warfare, and we need to defend our souls. But you know what? We also need to defend our bodies, and our bodies deserve the best. So how do we choose the very best nutritional supplements or even know what's in them? Life Extension has been helping people stay healthy for over 35 years. Just like with the foods you eat, the quality, purity, and potency of the ingredients in your nutritional supplements really do matter. Life Extension supplements set the gold standard for supporting weight loss, heart, brain, joint, bone, eyes, skin, sexual health, and so much more. And their formulas are based on the latest scientific research and clinically validated dosages. That's one reason why 98% of their customers recommend Life Extension to their friends and family. Every Life Extension product is backed by a total satisfaction guarantee. The bottom line, Life Extension is the brand you can trust with your health. Check out Life Extension products with special savings. Visit SmartClickIdea.com. That's SmartClickIdea.com. SmartClickIdea.com.
In another reality, Richard is a very strong and handsome man. Just not in our reality. Although I heard somebody passing him in the hall the other day, and it went, what a handsome man Richard is. I made that up. Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
I'm talking with Heidi Hollis about shadow people and the Hat Man, and we're trying to figure out, what are these creatures, these entities? Are they interdimensional? Are they extraterrestrial? Could they be both? Maybe we're simply talking, maybe they're all interdimensionals, and what we're talking about are angels and demons. Maybe it's simple.
We really are, honestly. That is exactly how clean cut that they described it to me, that it is exactly what's been written of in our Bible to describe these beings that could take on any shape, and that were out to dominate us, that were out to collect, that were out for the land, for the souls of the people. And something that was very clearly told to me, that, you know, anyone who is really seeking to try to preserve this planet and not the souls of those who live here doesn't have our best interests, because the earth needs to recycle. It's what it does. And, you know, not that we should continue to trash it or anything, but there are certain beings that love the hot temperatures here, and they would love to have it, you know, reptilians and the gray beings and whatnot. But the ultimate goal is to prepare people that no matter what it is that they see in front of them, to trust their gut, not their eyes, with what it is that stands before them. Mm. And to just to know that, and to know how to reach for help, because it's around us. And, it, you know, people are looking into the eyes of something so evil, and they question if there's a God. And I'm like, you know what? You better hope so. You are looking into the opposite power of it. So, yeah, I think that would kind of ultimately push you towards having some sort of faith in an opposite power.
Right. I was going to say, as horrible as an experience that would be, it would also be, in many respects, very faith-affirming for those who believe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You would think, but you know what? It's just the opposite, and I don't understand that. In fact, I was answering like the same questions over and over. I have thousands of emails from around the globe ever since that first day that I went on Coast to Coast talking about this. Though my book was completed in 97 and was being circulated, I've been telling people that, I lost my train of thought, but I was telling
people failing to recognize evil, failing to recognize.
Yes. Yeah. And it was like, you know, trying to, instill in people to have no doubts about their faith and, you know, the faith of a mustard seed, as was spoken by Jesus. And I'm like, gosh, you know, so many people like, oh, I don't get that faith stuff. So, but anyways, how do I get rid of this evil thing I know wants my soul? And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I put together, this is hilarious. I put together a kid's book. I'm a cartoonist as well, on the other F word for kids to get their faith, because these dark things love kids. They love to attack children. So I thought, you know, I'd do it. And it was kind of in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid like fashion. So it's a big book. And you know, I didn't hear from one kid. It was all adults telling me, wow, that was great. I think I understand now. I'm going to try to get my faith back to a better level. And mm-hmm. I'm like, OMG. So I just completed a book that should be out in a couple of weeks called The Other F Word. And you could find it at theotherfword.com on the faith topic. And again, I put my cartoons and just keeping it real and trying to teach people not to be so hard on themselves, that it doesn't take a ton, but you can get better at it, just like working any muscle in your body. Just keep working it. And, you know, it has to be done, because we're losing the battle. So many people are like, gosh, I hope the world ends. This is such a sucky place. I'm like, no. We cannot. Because if we do, we're going to lose too many people. There are too many people down the hole of darkness that we need to wake up. And I never would have thought that an alien or whatever this was, you know, interdimensional being speaking through my friend told me I need to get my faith right. And
right.
To have gotten it right, actually, but not directly through his words, but through some other experiences that I had that I never would have suspected.
So is the Hat Man then sort of their leader?
The Hat Man, as far as the more negative beings, yes, he is.
Is there just one?
That's funny. You know, I get asked that all the time. And, you know, for the most part, I find that there is just one Hat Man amongst, you know, shadow beings or an alien deity or a Grim Reaper type of creature as well. So it, you know, God could be everywhere. Can something as evil as this be everywhere as well? I think it's a possibility, but I can't say that I have all the answers in regards to if there is only one. But he changes. He wears different hats, different clothes, clean shaven goatee, glowing red eyes, solid black eyes, wears a trench coat or a cape, jagged teeth or none. I mean, he's horrible. And, you know, one element that people don't like to talk about, besides him showing up and threatening people's lives, he will beat and rape and bite and scratch, look at you within an inch of your face, choke you, rip you from your body, and saying how he's got you now. You might as well kill yourself or kill the person next to you. He is the worst scum of the earth that you can imagine. And imagine battling something like that and then waking up the next morning to go to work. You just fought for your soul. And to have people not even understand there is this secret war going on, and it's real. There are too many people. I've had priests contact me from around the globe who are dealing on such a scale of these things that just on the attack, and it's getting worse. It is getting so much worse. It's scary.
And you, the description of the Shadow Man, I know he takes different forms. He wears different types of hats, but this is universal. This cuts across all cultures, the reports that you're getting.
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes. Native Americans have been known to call him Walking Sam. But, yeah, he's been around for, gosh, he used to ride a black horse during witchcraft ceremonies. And sometimes he'd have a hat or no hat. And, he's his outfit, he can have a cane sometimes. Sometimes he has a chained watch on his hip. But the same utter feeling of death and grief comes at people so immediate. And I've had people that have written me to tell me I thought I killed myself, and I go to wake up and I'm strapped down to my hospital bed and I look to my right and there he is. And one time they said he put his fingers up to their face as if to pinch something and said, "I was this close to having you," and then disappeared. He's about as awful as you can imagine as anything being. And, this is important to note. I have not experienced the Hat Man personally. My college roommate did. She was screaming at the top of her lungs, and I thought somebody had broken in, was killing her. That's a death scream is what she was doing. And I ran to her room full speed, and I don't know if you've ever seen somebody scared for their life. She was as balled up as she possibly could be in the corner of the room, shaking uncontrollably, and had her finger pointing at the door where I had just come in, and just saying, "The man, the man, the man." And I could not, I'm thinking, where'd he go? I thought somebody broke in. And she described this guy. I'd not experienced him. And then just before I'm putting out that book called The Hat Man, I got confronted by him twice. He is so responsive. He is so aware, very much like how we say of God being aware of everything. This guy, man. So I'll tell you the most utterly crazy experience. I'm a practicing occupational therapist, so I work with the upper body and psych patients and different things. And I would work at different facilities. And I was at this facility, and people, God forbid, they Google me and they're like, "So what's your books on, Heidi?" And so I shared with a couple of physical therapists what it is that I do and write about for about 15 minutes. I went to go do my billing. I'm in the office, and one of the physical therapists had to leave. The other one had to get a patient. She brings that patient down to stand in the parallel bars, which has mirrors all the way around for the patient to stand and walk in. And I mean, so quickly, she's screaming for me. I go out there and the patient is pointing at the mirror saying, "Who's that man trying to speak to me in another language?" And then he leans towards the mirror. I mean, this is something out of a horror movie. He leans towards the mirror and he's like, "What? I don't understand what he's saying. Who is this? What does he want?" And I'm like, "Oh my God." And I leaned towards the guy and he's saying, "He's behind you," saying he's behind me. And I leaned towards him and I said, "Sir, is he wearing a hat?" And he said, "I knew you could see him. Yes, he's got a hat on. He's right there." And we just, oh my God, the therapist, the coworker was so freaked out. And do you know, I mean, that was within minutes of speaking of him.
Right,
minutes.
Right.
2 weeks after I put my book out, that the kids, the girls that attacked the third girl saying Slender Man told them to do it, to kill somebody.
Yes.
That happened 2 weeks after I put my book out, less than a 30-minute drive from my home that my parents still live in.
Is Slender Man the Hat Man one and the same?
I can't help but to think the person that created the fictional character Slender Man may have had a Hat Man encounter, because Hat Man is tall. He's 7 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet tall. He's huge. He doesn't always have a face. He doesn't always wear a hat. He loves hanging around kids and threatening children, most especially. I can't help but to think, and, you know, one of the girls that had in the Slender Man story, one introduced the other to the Slender Man and showed the picture. And she said, I saw him when I was a kid. So I think that really pushed it into her mind to think this is a real guy, because there is a real phenomenon that looks very much like that. And unfortunately, he is causing real havoc around the globe, torturing and just horrible, horrible things. And, you know, something's got to be done about it. And if we don't, it's just, it's so, I don't even want to think about what it is that will become of this whole phenomena, because he's changing his game up. And I just don't even know what to think of it. I mean, it's sad, and it's disgusting. And,
well, the remedy then is invoking the name of Jesus, right? Even with the Hat Man?
It does. It works, but, you know, he'll keep coming back. I've had people write me for 40 years, nightly visits by him. And then others who saw him once 30 years ago, who are afraid of the dark forever, afraid he will ever return. That's the impression he leaves on a person. But in order to keep him out, like, you would think my house was overrun. I don't have any issues with these guys. You know, you need to bless your home, and I mean to do it yourself. Sure, have a priest be there with you, but you got to participate. And you have to get every corner, and you have to do it methodically during the daytime using blessed water, holy water. Unless you're Native American, don't sage it, you know, take it upon yourself. And he'll try to give you nightmares because you got him out of the house. He'll try to find another way in. But just let him have his little attempts at you. But I mean, you can keep him at bay. I've been successful at keeping him at bay for a long time
By repeatedly blessing your home with holy water.
I do a one good sweep. I don't have to keep blessing it. One good sweep. And, yeah, and doing it myself. And so many times people are like, oh, okay, so I said, Jesus help me. I did this. I did that. And I'm like, you know, there's an old vampire movie. I can't recall the name of it.
Fright Night. You got to have a vampire system. You've got to have faith.
For that to work.
Exactly. I knew exactly where you were going. Yes.
Exactly. You got to, you know, and it's like, but the name of Jesus invokes something in him that just repels that thing and repels these aliens, so-called aliens, that are afraid of the name of Jesus, you know, again, demons and angels. Mm-hmm. And, but we've got to, I feel like I've taken on, just this battle against death, because he is like death. And, you know, I host a couple of radio shows myself, and I had a near-death experiencer author come on, and, you know, everything's love and light and fluffy. I'm like, yeah, but I want to know about those people that have these negative mm-hmm. near-death experiences. And yes. Then she said, yeah, well, they see this man in a suit and hat. I said, yeah, that's what I thought, you know. So he's everywhere, and he's very real. He does not have to come to you while you're asleep in your room. Oh, no. He'll come at work. He'll walk in front of your television while you're watching it. And there's this misconception out there. People like, he's my guardian because I'm not afraid when he's around. And, oh, he protects me because he smacked my abusive father across the room. So he's my guardian angel. I'm like, and now you owe him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The first one's for free.
Yes. Exactly. I'm like, he is no guardian. I mean, oh, my gosh. It's frightening what's going on out there.
And, well, it is. It's spiritual warfare, and you yes. are on the front lines, Holly. So, I guess yeah. It's a cross to be that you have to bear, and it's a testament to your faith, because you know, you're in his eyes, you're kind of public enemy number one because you have faith.
Oh,
so you're
yes.
a target.
Oh, people that write me say, oh, great, I got attacked because I wrote you. I'm like, yeah. I said, take it. Honestly, I take it as a compliment that he's scared that he had to act up. honestly, because he's afraid and you're going to get rid of him. Have no doubts about that.
Well,
because it has to be done.
First thing in the morning when your feet hit the floor, the hat man says, shit, she's up.
There you go.
Heidi, great talking to you. Thank you so much for this.
Same here. Thank you. This is fantastic.
All right. Heidi Hollis. Well, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs and make my way up the stairs, hope I don't run into the Hat Man, I want to let you know what's coming up next on Conspiracy Unlimited. Before that, just a reminder, if you want to get in on the weekly draw for a chance to win my Strange Planet Volumes 1 and 2 CDs, here's what you need to do. Rate and review this podcast, Conspiracy Unlimited, and then grab a screenshot of that and email it to me at richardserrett1@gmail.com. richardserrett1@gmail.com. SYRETT. Don't forget to include your name and mailing address, and then all the emails go into a gigantic jar, and I draw a name every Friday, and then I drop that prize into the post. So good luck with that. Hey, did you make a New Year's resolution to lose weight this year? I know I did. How's it going? It's tough, isn't it? I know. Unfortunately, the commitment to weight loss often fades, and many people simply give up in the first 90 days. The key is having the right mindset. Getting thin and staying that way lies in our thought processes, and hypnotherapy can make all the difference. Now, clinical hypnotherapist Dr. Steve G. Jones has created a set of 5 audio hypnotic sessions that apply the power of hypnosis to reprogram the mind and replace bad habits with vibrant, positive, new habits and help you achieve natural and long-lasting weight loss. Weight loss hypnotherapy really works, and it's available now at a special discount. Isn't it time to lose those extra pounds? Check out weight loss hypnotherapy right now at smartclicksavings.com. That's smartclicksavings.com. Coming up on episode 31 of Conspiracy Unlimited, an ancient artifact uncovered in modern-day Turkey in the late 19th century is moved to Berlin, where it remains housed in a giant museum. Could this artifact, known as the Altar of Zeus, be the actual throne of Satan? Listen next time to find out. Until then, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.